everybody. Thank you for tuning in to my podcast, Keeping It Real with Caramel. As we say, 100. Yay. Woo. I have Diane on the line. How are you, love?
I am terrific. How are you today?
I am good. I am good. It's a Monday, so... You know, on a Monday, I don't even know what to say on a Monday sometimes. I'd be like, it's Monday.
Exactly.
So you are in Canada, and you are a mystery writer. So what made you go into that genre?
You know what? I've always loved puzzles. I've always loved mystery stories, scary stories, all that kind of stuff. But I never thought about writing it. Mm-hmm. And then a few years ago, I stumbled, really, across a mystery writing contest. And you had to write a novella based on a murder mystery party game. So you had all the characters, you had all the clues, you just had to write the book.
Oh,
and I
wow.
ended up winning it. And I went, oh, okay, well, maybe I can do this. So here we are 13 books later going, oh, well, I can still do it.
Would you decide to go to any other genre instead of mystery, like maybe like romance, a comedy, or like will you go anywhere else, or mystery is where you want to stay?
I think my first love is mystery, but I am working on a couple of fantasy novels with a friend of mine who wants to write fantasy. So we're working on a couple of books there. And I have a YA fantasy novel that I just have somebody doing a critique on right now. So, fingers crossed, maybe that'll come out soon enough, too.
Yeah, fingers crossed. You have to put in assistance, you know. You have to put it in the air so it can come true, as they say, right?
Absolutely. Put it out there and hope for the best.
Exactly. So you're a mom of three with two cats and a stepdog. I love that. Stepdog. I never heard someone call it a stepdog ever before.
Although we have a stepkitty as well. So we have like four babies in the house. So.
Awesome. So, and now your book is called Dead Without Remorse. So tell me a little bit about that.
It is actually the third book, I guess, in my Gilda Wright mystery series. It does come in as number five if you look at the list, but the story itself was actually a short story in an anthology.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was no longer working with that particular publisher, it disappeared. So I thought, well, I'm going to turn it into a book. That way everybody knows what happened in between book two and book three.
Oh, wow, yeah. You said it disappeared, so... It just vanished, like you couldn't see it anymore, or it was
no.
Just
well, what happened is, yeah, I had a different publisher with that series when I first brought it out,
mm-hmm.
and we changed the covers. Well, they changed the covers like two different times, and they still weren't happy with it, and it wasn't selling how they wanted it to sell. And so they gave me back the rights for the series, but I didn't get the rights back for the story in the anthology until about a year later.
Okay.
So people reading the series, there was not a huge gap, but there was a little bit of a gap that didn't explain why one character lost his hearing. So when I came back and I got them all republished and everything, I went, I really have to get that back and I have to fill in that blank because it is important.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You have to, you know all details, especially when you're reading a book, especially when the readers are reading it. They want to know everything about whatever they're reading, you know.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So, you know, tell the, like, you know how it's so hard to find a great publishing company to publish a book,
uh-huh.
you know. What advice will you give another writer when they're looking for publishing companies?
Don't give up. Oh, my goodness. Seriously, everybody gets tons of rejections. I mean, if you read Stephen King's book on writing, he'll even tell you he put a nail in the wall, and he would put up all of his rejections on the nail, and then when the nail got full, he put up a spike. So the you're not alone in getting rejections. It happens to everyone. But you just have to keep going, and you have to do your homework. Look for publishers who publish what you write. You know, you can't send a thriller mystery to a romance publishing company because they'll just look at you and go, what do you know?
That's
you
true.
Have to do your homework as well.
That is true because, like you say, you have to do your homework because, like you said, every published company is not going to accept you. You know, even though you feel like you're doing such a great job, you know, they're looking for a certain writer and they want to publish certain people, you know, in their writing or whatever. And like you said, don't give up because, you know, it's just like you're looking for a job, right? And you get so many no's, like, we're, you know, you're not going to get hired. We already found the right candidate for such and such and such. It's just like you find a job, you know, and eventually you're going to find the right job for you.
Exactly, and the right fit for with someone to work with, like the great editors and the publishers. And, you know, not every company, like even though somebody says, oh, yeah, I'll publish your book for you,
mm-hmm.
they might not be a good fit. And you have to do the homework, too, because you get a lot of those companies that, yeah, we'll publish you, but it's going to cost you $5,000.
That is true.
And
woo!
If you want to go that route, that's great, but a traditional publisher will not charge you money, period.
I love it because, you know, most people are out here, they think that when people tell them, you know, that especially when people are first-time writers, they don't know, you know, and people can get over them because they don't know. And I think that's so unfair that you're going to charge someone for their craft.
Yeah, and I mean, if you go into it knowing that this is what they do, yeah, a lot of them, I have a good friend of mine who he has published his book with one of these kind of publishers,
mm-hmm.
but he's also got a special book, like he's got a cookbook.
Okay.
So for him, it's a little more difficult to find a traditional publisher because, you know, cookbooks are everywhere. But he has had a really good experience, and he's been quite happy with them. And so much so, he's doing a second book through them. So,
wow.
You know, some people are happy to do it that way, and some people are like, well, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right. So it's just what you're looking for in a publisher, too.
That is true. So when you was growing up, is writing something that you know, that you loved, or did you ever think that this is what you'd be doing?
I have always wanted to be either a writer or an actress. So here I am, a writer, and I do work in a theater. So, you know, I kind of have the best of both worlds.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So what do you do in the theater? Like, what do you do? Are you a, you know, a act? Like you, I know you act, but you like, what do, actually?
No, I run the ticket office, so I sell tickets and talk to people all day long, which is a lot of fun, and I get to meet tons of characters, which is, you know, if you're one of those people out there that says, well, I want to write my book and I'm going to quit my job, sometimes your job gives you an amazing cast of characters or plot ideas or setting ideas. So, you know, you have to keep an open mind when you're making these tough decisions to quit your job for something so uncertain.
That is true. That is so true because, you know, when you get a job, sometimes I feel like it can put you, like you said, in a good position, you know, to meet so many great people because I really believe that everybody has a purpose. And your moment is coming, but you just don't know when.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
Because, you know, some people, like, they don't know their purpose, but, you know, I feel like if you work hard and you do what you love to do, that is your purpose, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, me, I love to write myself, but I like doing other great things as well, you know? I love talking to people. I think sometimes I talk too much, Diane. I think I think sometimes people look at me like, well, is she going to ever shut up?
Yeah, but if you didn't talk, then it wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't reach so many people.
And that is true. That is true. So what is your next adventure? Like, I know you continue writing your mystery books, and you said that you're about to write a fantasy book, but what else do you have going on?
Currently, I am editing a book in a different series. So I've got four different series on the go. One I've just wrapped up earlier this year. My smaller series. There's only one book so far, and I'm working on book two, and it is called Sugarwood Mysteries, and it's actually set in Canada. And one of the things a lot of Canadian authors are told, that in order to sell in the U.S., you have to write books set in the U.S.
Oh.
And, you know, I've got three different series that I followed that, and I set them in the U.S. And this series, I went, no, you know what, I'm going to set this in Canada and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, so good. It's been a lot of fun, and I'm working on book two, which will come out in October, and it is called The Dead Man's Doll, and it's been a blast.
Wow, that is great, you know. So when you get, I know everybody has writer's block, right? But have you ever had it, and then you just have to stop and just go and relax your mind? Or what do you do when you have writer's block?
Sometimes it's just a matter of rereading what I've already written. And I know if you listen to writing coaches and whoever, they will tell you, just keep writing, don't go back, don't look at it. There are certain points in writing a book where I have to go back and go, okay, I just need to double check where all of these silly little things are, these little red herrings in a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to make sure what I put in there. And sometimes I'll just get a whole new momentum going forward as I do read through it. Other things I do is I'll go out for a walk, or I'll take a shower or a bubble bath, like, just kind of even do the dishes, anything to step away from the page.
Mm-hmm.
And once your hands are busy, your mind is like doing little hamster wheel circles up there. And then pretty soon, all of a sudden, you'll have this idea, and you can't get to a piece of paper or your computer fast enough. So sometimes it's just a matter of stepping away from it, even if you have this regimen. And some people are able to sit and write for 8 hours a day. I'm not one of those because I work full time.
Right.
So I have a pen and paper handy, or I keep a Word document open on my work computer. So if I have ideas, I can just make notes really fast and come back to it later. So
I love that. I love that. That makes sense, you know, because, you know, some people just, you know, just stop and just leave it there for like a month or so because they have to think about what they're going to write next, you know?
Yeah. So. But I think the longer you sit and stew over it, the harder it is to come back to.
Right.
You know, the way I always wrote, like, I was writing when my kids were not babies, but when they were younger.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have a pen and paper. So if I was in the doctor's office and I had to wait, I'd be writing something, anything. If I had to wait for the kids at karate classes, or if I had to wait for them at school, or wherever, I always had pen and paper with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just sit and write whatever came into my mind, and I could always mold it into my story later if it didn't quite fit. Or sometimes it was a whole different book. So, you know, you just always have to be prepared for those little inspirations, because they will just hit you from out of nowhere.
And that is true, because I'm always like jotting down something. I got my little notepad on my phone, and I'm just jotting down, like, every time something comes in my mind, I'm like, oh, let me write that down real quick, because I'll forget later on within the hour or so, or not even an hour, 5 minutes. I don't forget what I was thinking about at that time, you know. So,
exactly. And if you don't get it down on paper or in your computer or on your phone, like, you know, you can do a little voice recording on your phone if you don't have time to write it somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you get it down somewhere, because you'll forget it. You really will.
Oh, yes, you will. And I'd be like, and then later on, I'd be like, what was I thinking about earlier? What was I thinking about? I don't even know. So writing is what you truly love. What is your second hobby?
I like doing crafts, so I'm one of those people who likes those itty bitty little detailed things. So right now I've been doing a lot of the diamond art, so all the little tiny crystals and that, or embroidery or painting or whatever I have time for or the inspiration to do.
That's awesome. That is super awesome. And so, how I know you have a lot of support. I know your family supports you, but how do your kids feel about you being a writer, or do they want to write as well?
He'll write a little bit here and there, but he's not as motivated to write. But they have always been very excited and very supportive. So a new book comes out and they'll be cheering me on. And one of my sons has always told me that when they make a movie out of one of my books, he's gonna drive me there, or he's gonna bring me there in a limousine.
Oh, tear eye. That is so cute. That is so cute.
My youngest son, and I love this story because it was just so sweet. I think he was kindergarten or grade one when my very first book came out. And he had to bring a shoebox to school. And they brought it home and they had to fill it with things that were really meaningful to them. And he wouldn't let me see what was in it. I'm like, oh, okay. So the day he brought it home at the end of school, and I said, okay, now can I see what's in it? And he goes, yeah. My very first book was in it. And I was just like, why didn't you put my book in here? And he said, you know what, Mom, if you can write a book, I can do anything. And my little boy is now going to be an airline pilot. So I'm totally thrilled that he's had that inspiration, and it just makes me feel really good.
You're such a good mommy. Awesome.
Oh, thanks.
That is super awesome. Oh my God. That would have made me like break down in this crying tears.
Oh, don't worry, it did.
I'm such a big baby. I'm such a big baby. Like, Diane, I'm telling you, I cry over the littlest things. I'll be like, oh, that's so sweet. Exactly, exactly. So tell everybody, oh, I got to come to Canada, honestly. I have to come there. Yeah, we have to definitely hook up and see what's going on, because I would love to come to Canada and just to see what's, just see what's there,
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous. And right now it's probably about the same temperature as Florida. So, and we do
Woohoo!
have some beaches, so that's pretty good.
Oh, awesome. So tell everybody where they can find you on social media and your website and all these good things that's going on with you.
Absolutely. I am just about on every platform. At one point or another, I have been, anyways. So definitely Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook, LinkedIn. I'm not on TikTok. I haven't ventured into that one yet. But my website is Diane Bator, DianeBator.ca. So you can find all of the links there.
Awesome. You should try TikTok. I think TikTok will be perfect for you. Only because, no, seriously, you
I might
can
have
make,
way too much fun.
you can definitely do TikTok. I'm just starting to do TikTok. So, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm just starting putting my podcast on it. You know what I mean? So people can just start,
Okay.
yeah, so people can just start listening to like little conversations that we have, so they can go to the website. Or go to the interview or whatever. So I'm just starting doing that recently. So I'm just gonna see how it goes,
That's a great idea, 'cause I do. Well, I have a blog where I share other authors. So I don't do the podcast. I just don't have a ton of time, but I do share them on my blog. So that might be kind of a fun thing to do on TikTok.
Exactly, and it's only
I
giving your
never even
name out.
thought of
Yeah, see?
that.
Creative
Absolutely.
minds,
I know, right? Well, I've got another podcast podcaster tell me I should write this certain type of mystery, so now I've got a little notebook sitting aside with all those ideas, and somebody else going, well, we're going to hook up and we're going to do this. I'm like, okay.
Exactly.
Lots of ideas, that's for sure.
Yes. So I just want to say thank you for having, you know, spending some time with me and talking to me. And you have my email, so we can definitely connect and then, you know, see what we can do next together. Or see, can we meet up somewhere in Canada? That would be great. I'm super excited about that, you know. And just keep in touch with me, and I'm going to keep in touch with you.
Absolutely. That sounds fantastic. And I will let you know when the next book is coming up, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, and then I want you to come back on so you can let people know what's going on with it, too.
That sounds terrific.
Awesome. You take care and be blessed.
You as well, Caramel.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.